السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last week Thursday, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Daud Barakatuhu's Majlis, he mentioned one he mentioned one malfooz or one majlis of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat had mentioned in that majlis that if we take our organs, we take our limbs. So every organ, every limb, whether it does good, whether it does something that is jais, najais, it does something that is halal, something that is haram, whatever it does is the same. For example, if a person has to eat halal, or he has to eat haram, to the tongue is the same. Is the same action, is the same feeling, everything is the same. A person has to look at that which is permissible or meritorious, virtuous, or a person has to look at something that is haram. To the eyes is the same. To the eyes, it is exactly the same. There's no difference to the eyes. A person has to touch something that is permissible, or he has to touch something that is haram. The hands will do the same action. The feeling will be the same. However, there is only one organ in the body that when a person is doing something that is good, then it feels good also. And when a person is doing something that is impermissible or haram or wrong, then immediately there is a warning from there, or there is a bad feeling from there. That is the heart. The heart, if a person is doing something wrong, no matter how he may justify it or argue the point or whatever, but deep down inside, in the heart, there is a feeling that what I'm doing is wrong. When the person is going to do something wrong, then deep down in him, there is warning, there is alarm bells, there is some warning, some siren in his heart is telling him, hey, what you're going to do now is wrong. So this heart is a very important organ in our body. Allah Ta'ala has given us that when we're doing, a person is sitting, is reading Quran Sharif, the heart is at ease. A person is being charitable, the heart is at ease. A person is, you know, he's reading Durood Sharif, his heart is at ease. You're making khidmat of somebody, heart is at ease. Attending some dini program, the heart is at ease. Right? Now immediately when the person is going to go towards something haram, something wrong, immediately from the heart, there will be a knock. You know what? This is not right. And there will be an uneasy feeling. Temporary enjoyment is something else. temporary enjoyment, that is something else. A person is doing something haram, is in a state of ghaflat, is unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, his heart has become heedless. So he may even take some enjoyment from that haram. But it's not long lasting. As soon as that initial enjoyment is over, now there is regret that sets in. Regret sets in. Why did I do it? Why did I give in to my nafs? Here's one couplet, Hazrat Rahmatullah, is coming to the mind, but I just can't get the words. That in this haram pleasures, there is some type of enjoyment. Mana masiyat me jazakinna. Mana masiyat me mujrimana thori der lazzat hai. Magar us palne wala se ye kisi baghawat hai. That we have accepted that in masiyat, in disobedience, is for a short while some type of enjoyment. But what kind of enjoyment? Mujrimana. Mujrimana thori der lazzat hai. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. He said, if a person, he robbed a bank, he stole some wealth. Now he got all this money, maybe good few millions or whatever he got with him. For that moment, he's happy. He got away with the loot. He got away with the loot. But as soon as he sees some blue lights behind him, now he himself wants to distance himself from that loot. Nazar used to say, well, now they don't even leave the manholes behind. The manholes are all gone. But he used to mention this, that if he has to pass one manhole and that manhole is open, the very same person who put so much of thought and so much of everything, masterminded this robbery, he'll take all that money and drop it in that manhole. And he'll want to be very, very distanced from it. So guna is like that. Just that few moments, a person is committing. Allah forbid, if that heart becomes so polluted, the heart becomes so polluted, and it becomes so accustomed to sin, that it loses its natural abilities. It loses its nature, it loses its natural abilities. You know, I was reading one documentary once. So they were explaining that these scientists and explorers and all that, you know, they don't have iman, most of them, right? So they go exploring caves and they get some joy out of this thing, you know. So anyway, they found one creature. This creature is white. It's got long legs. And they thought they discovered something, like, you know, some new creature now that they didn't know about before. They discovered this creature. But later on, they realized that this creature is actually a cockroach. It's a cockroach, normal cockroach. But because of the environment in which it was living, this cockroach lives, it only stays in this type of a cave. Doesn't get any sunlight, right? And that's why it lost its pigmentation, became white over the years. Now that thing became white, and they developed longer legs because the floor of that cave was like lava, So, in order for them to walk, they developed long legs. Now, that's their explanation. We know Allah Ta'ala creates everything. But the point is that what a cockroach looks like and what that thing looks like doesn't resemble a cockroach, but it's a cockroach. Now, our hearts mustn't become like that. That what the heart's supposed to be, that as soon as, that's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to know whether what you're doing is right or wrong, ask your heart. But then that heart also must be a question. Heart must be, it must still have its natural abilities, natural qualities. Right? Today, everything is about the cell phone. So the cell phone, if it's dead, if it's not charged, of what use is it now? You got the cell phone. It's got the ability to do your banking, do your phone call, your documents are there, your boarding pass is on there, everything is there, but it's dead. Now, if it had life, you went to the counter, you're traveling, you just present the cell phone, right? Boarding pass, present the cell phone. Visa, present the cell phone. Everything you're presenting the cell phone, it's opening doors for you. Right? But if it's dead, the same cell phone, now you put it there, it's not going to open nothing. Now, our hearts mustn't go away like that. Allah Ta'ala has given us these hearts. If we keep the heart clean, right? Don't have hatred for anybody. Don't have jealousy for anybody. And don't make the food of the heart sin. Don't change its natural diet. Its natural diet is supposed to be zikrullah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It's supposed to be receiving the noor of Allah Ta'ala, supposed to be receiving sakina. Now when we are going to put it into an unnatural environment and start feeding it with things that's not its food, it must not happen that that becomes its ghiza. There are so many creatures like that, right? You take these animals that they grow now in feedlots and all that. What's their food? Their natural food, they are deprived of their natural food. And now they are given unnatural food. They get so used to the unnatural foods that if you try to give them natural food, they may die. You take these chickens in the coop there, right? They're supposed to be out and about. They're supposed to be in the sun. They're supposed to be bathing in the sand. You know, birds, they, to get rid of, these, what do they call these things? Lice and all these things. So they turn in the sand, you know, they cleanse themselves, right? So they're supposed to be doing all of that. But go and take those birds out and put them out in the sun. Go and put them in the sand. They'll hardly survive. Because they are now living an unnatural way. This is what is happening to our hearts. Right? That we're making our hearts so accustomed to ghibat, so accustomed to haram, this guna, this wrong, that wrong. That what's happening to us is the heart is becoming comfortable in those environments. Environments of guna. Right? The heart is not giving that warning anymore. That what I'm doing is wrong. After I've done the wrong, the heart is not giving that knock to the knee. What did I do? We're not feeling that embarrassment. We're not feeling that shame. Right? We're getting so comfortable in sin that we're actually bragging about our sin. We're advertising our sin. We're showing off our sin. And if anybody have to tell us that what we're doing is wrong, we prepared to argue. What you talking about? What do you know? It's not supposed to be like that. The heart is supposed to stay pure, clean. right? So to keep it clean, one is from, you know, hatred, jealousy, enemies, problems. Don't keep baggage with you. Don't keep baggage. One professor, he was an intelligent professor. So the student asked him something. They're discussing now, you know, about psychology and all these things. So he's telling, explaining to the students about carrying all this baggage, you know. So the student couldn't understand the concept. So to explain with an example, so he told the student, he says, see, fetch me half a glass of water. So will you manage to carry half a glass of water? So, yeah, no problem. Brought the water. He said, you managing to hold this? Yes, alright, just hold your hand out and hold the glass with the half glass water. Now every minute that goes by, that half glass water is getting heavier. The content is the same, the weight is the same, but to you it's becoming heavier and heavier. Until a time is going to come when you can't hold it anymore. That same half glass water. This is what happens in our hearts. We have a problem with somebody. We don't sort it out. We don't make maaf. We don't bury, what they say, bury the hatchet. Right? We don't want to forgive the past. Now we're carrying that baggage with us. Carrying. Right? Now we're polluting the heart with all of that. How long are we going to carry all this baggage? We have one dispute with somebody. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that people, they even go to this extent, they say, but you don't come for my janaza also. They feel they're so independent that they don't need the du'as of people. So you mustn't attend. How much of pride you must have to tell somebody, you mustn't even attend my janaza. In other words, what you're saying is, me, I'm quite confident, I'm a jannati, I don't need anybody to come ask forgiveness for me and make du'a for me. Hazrat used to say, he said, the person who tell you that, you must make sure he goes to his janaza. What is, you know, wake up there and take roll calls? You know, wake up there to see who came, who never come. So, we mustn't keep dirt in the heart, right? For people. You know, you had an argument. Why are you letting it hurt you? If you got hurt, rather go and sort it out with the person. There may be a simple explanation to it, and we are just misunderstanding the whole thing. We just took it wrongly. We're reading into something. The other problem is these suspicions that we have. Right? Now, for example, you said something, or you did something, or whatever. I come to ask you that, boy, but you know what? You said this, you did this, whatever. So you then tell me, hey, you know what, I didn't mean it like that, but look, if I hurt your feelings, please forgive me, but this is the explanation. Now you give me an explanation. When you give me an explanation, I am supposed to accept that explanation. I must accept it, that what you're saying is the truth. Right? Why am I now suspicious? That no, he's lying. No, he didn't mean that. He meant something else. Why must I think like that? Right? So this suspicious behavior, this is another thing that causes baggage in the heart. It's not allowing us to have muhabbat, to put our differences aside. When you read about Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they too sometimes had arguments. They too sometimes had one dispute. And they came, sometimes they even brought the dispute to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell them, you know, don't trouble that person. Or don't you know that person got this merit or that merit? Same time, they'll go. make mouth, and finish, it's over. And that other, the Sahabi also will show so much of muhabbat and understanding, and it was all over. Why? Because they loved for Allah Ta'ala. There was no nafsani motives. It was about the deen of Allah Ta'ala. My heart must remain clean. You know, I think in Hayatul Sahaba it is mentioned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when Abu Lu'lu Majusi, you know, he had stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu while Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was performing Salah. Now, I'm not going into the whole history, why and what and all that, right? But anyway, he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and fatal stab. When he regained consciousness, he wanted to know who stabbed me. Right? Now, when it comes to us, if we wanted to know that, who did this thing? Forget somebody stabbing you unjustly. Your father must tell you, hey, you're smoking behind the masjid toilet. Who said? Whether you were smoking or not as a child, that you're not worried about. Who said I was doing? Here, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he is finding out that who did this? Right? When he is informed that it was Abu Lu'lu Majusi, that means he's not a believer. Right? Then he was thankful to Allah Ta'ala that it was not a believer that stabbed me. Because if it's a believer that stabbed me, now how are we going to have this court case in front of Allah Ta'ala in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Because now it's a believer now. So this thing will have to come in front of Allah Ta'ala in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now I got a dispute with an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So rather, sort it out in the dunya, bury it, finish. If that person doesn't want to make you maaf, even if the dispute in your mind was his fault, right? You have asked him for maaf. You lowered yourself and asked him for maaf. And he don't want to make you maaf. You still make him maaf. What's the problem? You make him maaf. Forget about it. To you, there must be nothing in your heart. You must flush your heart. I've got no dirt now. I got no ill feelings towards him. His actions, that's not in your control. In my control. Not in, right? If he don't want to make salam with me, that's his thing. Between him and Allah Ta'ala. But I don't have to have hatred for him. In my heart, how long I'm going to keep the hatred? Where I'm going to go with this hatred? Right? So these disputes, these arguments, these ill feelings, these are things that pollute the heart. They weigh the heart down. And then it leads to many other gunas, many, many other sins. So that's one type of pollution of the heart. And the other type of pollution is the pollution of guna. The pollution of sin. When we put gunas in the heart, now that too clouds the heart. And then what happens? It mustn't, you know, ever happen that we do so much wrong and we turn away, and despite the reminders coming, despite the opportunities coming, we just ignore everything. And then Allah Ta'ala seals that heart. Allah Ta'ala mentions about people's hearts whom Allah sealed. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim ghishawa. Then Allah Ta'ala seal their hearts, seal their hearing, seal their, put a veil over their sight. Then how they become summum, bukmun, umyun, fahum la yarjun. So sometime when we make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawani ni'mati. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the ni'mat that I'm enjoying. That ni'mat must be taken away. Like for example, a person is running a business and his business is doing well. He's seeking protection from, you know, from Allah Ta'ala, that now this ni'mat of a good business, it mustn't be taken away. This ni'mat of good health, it mustn't be taken away. This ni'mat of near children, it mustn't be taken away. Right? All these are bounties, all these are ni'mat. This ni'mat mustn't be taken away from me. Right? But do we think of this? That, Ya Allah, that tawfiq that you're giving me to do good, that tawfiq mustn't be taken away. Because that is a great ni'mat. The thought that I have to go for namaz, the thought that I must stay away from haram, from guna, that feeling that comes in the heart as soon as I'm going towards something wrong, that the heart comes now like a fish out of water, shaking now, no, not supposed to do this, not supposed to be there. The friends are saying, no, come, inside you know, I'm not supposed to go. The heart is giving you the warning. I mustn't give in. So the tawfiq that I'm getting all the time to do good, to stay away from evil, what a great ni'mat that is. So that ni'mat mustn't get snatched away. That ni'mat mustn't get taken away. That feeling must keep coming to do good and to stay away from evil. We have to keep this heart clean. Heart must stay clean. Right? And shaitan, he got his gaze on the heart. On the heart of insan. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned this, that when the enemy, they want to take over a country, you know. So the first thing they do is they try to get qabza of the airport. No, they get control of the airport or the ports or whatever. Because once they got control of that, now the people in there, they can't get supplies, they can't escape, they can't go nowhere, they're locked now. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that shaitan, he tries to get the heart of a mu'min. So if he gets the heart of a mu'min, sakina descends on the heart. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, huwa alladhi anzala sakina. Allah Ta'ala is that being who sends down sakina. If we want to continue receiving the sakina, then you mustn't put a haram sakina inside there. If you put a haram sakina inside there, then all the sakina from Allah Ta'ala will be gone. So Allah Ta'ala is that Zat, is that being who sends down the sakina. Sakina is tranquility, this peace of mind, contentment, all that is born out of sakina. To raza bil qaza, you are pleased, you are happy. Whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps me in, I'm pleased, I'm happy. All this is born out of that sakina. Where the sakina comes, through bil mu'min. Non-Muslim cannot be a mu'min. Sakina comes down on the heart, it pieces the iman. Unhappy, want to change the taqdeer and everything. Why? Because they've sealed the heart. The Sakina is not coming down. And yet you find other people downtrodden, so much of problem. How do you think? How is that person ever going to be? You talk to that person, they make you feel tranquil. Others are taking tranquilizers. They're taking tranquilizers. This person speaks to him, you feel tranquil. Because Sakina is coming in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, you know. We protect our hearts, keep our hearts clean. What's the use putting dirt in the heart? Keep the heart clean and keep the heart away from pollution, from guna. Right? Then the heart will be a saleem heart. It will have its natural abilities. It will be pleased in good and it will be very uncomfortable in guna. Anything wrong, immediately the heart won't accept it. It will palpitate, it won't want it, it won't accept it. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.